I swear to God, sometimes I have the password right. And they're like, this isn't right. And I'm like, no, I know it's right.
Oh, I get so mad at that.
And then they're like, make a new password. And so I'm like, okay, well, I'll make the one that I knew it was. And then they'll be like, you've already used this one.
And you're like, so I had it.
So I did have it. And every once in a while, now that your passwords expire, and they're like, you need to make a new one every 6 months. And I'm like...
It just wants you to fail.
I'm not Katy fucking Perry. You know, no one's coming after me.
I miss the days of when I was a teenager and my password was always like 000.
Neopets 97.
Like super easy and super hackable.
Yeah, there's no way now. There was Dixie D'Amelio got hacked. Her TikTok got hacked and it was leaked that her password was like Dixie123.
I love that.
Like she has like 50 million followers. Like, she's like Dixie123.
Like whenever I was 13, my password was always dogs and cats. 1-2.
I love that. Yeah, I think that's high on the list of
easy hacking. To guess. Yeah,
because now they it's just a computer that it like runs, it simulates.
Well, that explains why like my Instagram got hacked before. That was the first time I lost my account.
Oh wow!
I thought I got deleted, but I actually got hacked.
Oh.
And looking back on it, that was when my password was like Michael Volcar 1.
Yeah, that makes sense. That they were just like.
Yeah. Now it's literally just like random numbers, symbols.
Genius. Like, you have to do it. Once you can memorize Prince's
name.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today and where are we?
We're in the mall.
What dimension am I in today? We're in the mall. We're live from the Glendale Galleria.
I mean, I would say we're in the mall in the 1990s because that is when the mall was at its peak moment.
I have this account on YouTube that I love called Ordinary Things. And mm-hmm. He just told us all about the mall. And I was fascinated by it.
Like, what'd you learn?
Well, a big part of the downfall of the mall was not... People think it's all online shopping.
That's what I thought.
Partly. But also a lot, too, is that they built so many malls that, like, there's, like, malls that are 20 minutes apart.
Oh, it was the Taylor Swift effect of oversaturation.
Over? Why is it the Taylor Swift effect?
Because that's what she knew was happening to her for a while. That's why she paused and went away.
Oh.
She literally knew.
She was everywhere too much.
Mm-hmm. She was like, people are about to hate me, so I have to like take a break and go back. But the malls didn't do that.
And then she went to the woods and she said,
I'm back.
Here it is. I'll give you two, though.
Girl.
Two for your trouble. Well, this is called Bear With Us, Girl.
Girl.
I'm Scott Frenzel.
And I'm Teddy Bear.
And today we're talking about malls.
Bear. Shopping.
And shopping. Well, they say not millennials. Ew, I hate the word millennials. I'm technically a millennial. I don't claim it.
I don't think you are. We're different. You're Gen Z.
Thank you.
Like, this is how I'll determine if you're a millennial or not.
Yeah.
Do you remember smoking in the malls?
Yeah. I remember going to the IHOP and there was a smoking section and a non-smoking section and you had to say which one you wanted to be in.
Okay, but that's the difference.
Okay.
So from my time,
yeah,
there wasn't even an option for non-smoking.
Oh, it just was.
It just everything. Like there was an ashtray in KB Toys. And that was just normal.
While you're at the kids' stripe, what was it called? The kids' shoe store? There's an ashtray there.
Hush puppies, yeah.
Hush puppies. Hey baby, you want a cigarette? You're 5, that's old enough. With your light up shoes. Do you ever have those? Honestly, I kind of want a pair again.
I want them as an adult. As a kid,
yeah.
It honestly, when you see them in the street, it gives you a little bit of like a seizure effect.
Yeah, I get that. Could you imagine like that Pokemon episode? Your light brights. Oh my gosh, cause someone to do that. Did you ever go through the middle school phase of like needing the Abercrombie and the Hollister and all those things? Was that a thing for you?
I think we've talked about that in here before.
We've talked about your leather jacket and your slick back hair. We did. I think we did talk about you had it.
I mean, right, one. So for us in my town, it wasn't until I was 17 that we even got like a Hollister.
Yeah.
So our biggest brand was like American Eagle, which is not a big brand. That's a low brand.
It's not. What do you mean not a big brand?
So like on the level of like cool factor.
Oh,
it went Abercrombie, cool. Hollister, American Eagle. And then where I had to shop.
Aeropostale.
Yes.
With the $3 jeans and the 50 cent flip flops.
And it was just one of those things you just hated. Because it was so close to the... Because you wanted your shirt to say AE.
Yeah.
But it said AERO.
You were so close.
You're like, if I just rip off his letters.
If I just rip the stitches out.
And if it just said A... Oh, then you're amazing.
Then that'd be hot. It was so funny to me why, I don't know why that started or why it was so cool to have, but yeah, that's the same pecking order that I remember too.
So you want to know why? So I will give props to the company.
Yeah.
I mean, their company is, like, what they did back in the day, could never happen nowadays.
Maybe not the most ethical, but definitely smart.
Okay, so what they did is when they started their company, their main target was they actually went around the country.
Yeah.
And they went to each school and found out who the popular kids were in the school.
Cool hunting, it was called.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they gave them like a certain like surplus of here's amount of clothes that you can purchase. So then became, oh, wow, so-and-so has Abercrombie. And that was genius marketing because they literally made it. You had to be cool to have this.
Yeah. I mean, I get upset when people are like influencers, blah, blah, blah. It's always been happening.
Yeah.
It just became so big because it was so visible on social media.
Exactly. And that's the thing is like back then, since people didn't really know it.
Yeah.
They didn't know that they were being like tricked.
Right.
Like nowadays we know as soon as somebody opens a box and they're like, right, oh my God, you guys, I love everything in here. You know they're lying.
Everything in here is perfect. Yeah. Yeah, no, I watched a documentary about it. Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
Also, nowadays, Abercrombie would get in trouble for child pornography.
Yeah.
Because, so looking back, they're also their magazine shoots, they only use, same thing, high schoolers.
Really?
Yes. And like...
Wait, what about those really buff? Those weren't...
Yeah, that's called steroids at a young age.
They were like, the ones on the walls were like 16?
I don't know about the ones on the walls, but the ones in the magazine.
I'm going to Google this.
I even knew one of my kids from my school managed to get...
Wow.
Like a shoot. He did one single shoot for them.
Yeah.
And that became the thing he talked about every day in school.
Of course. And so, they probably paid him $25 in a Tootsie Pop.
Exactly. I'm like, every conversation.
Like this mess, chocolate in the middle.
He'd be talking to me like, oh, we have band practice later. And, you know, I'm going to go talk more about my photo shoot.
Oh, God. He had a taste of success. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was so... Remember the, like, homoerotic shopping bag they'd give you with, like, the beefed up muscles?
Okay, I hated the bag, but the magazine
yeah.
got me through a lot of hard times.
Literally?
Literally.
I bet. That's all you had. I don't know why. Like, it's so funny to me, these things, that I was walking around the Kenwood Mall in Cincinnati, Ohio, with a bag plastered with men's nipples on them. And everyone was like, yeah, that's cool. And now, like, it's the gayest thing ever. How did nobody, like...
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like, this was, like, a few years back. I just needed some generic underwear for a go-go gig.
Yeah.
And I went to Andrew Christian. Mm-hmm. And the bag they gave me...
Yeah.
Like, I'm comfortable in my sexuality. I embrace my masculine and feminine side.
What was it?
It was just... too gay. I'm sorry. It was literally, it was like five naked men in jock straps, like glistening and covered in glitter. There was like glitter on the bag.
Yeah.
It was like all pink, bright, and it just shouted like trophy hole or something.
Rosebud hole.
Yeah.
Was this when they had the store on Santa Monica Boulevard?
Yeah, it was.
You know the secret?
What?
I don't know if I can expose this on this podcast. They had their factory store in Glendale.
Oh.
Yeah, you got everything's at a discount.
Well, not to brag or anything, but tell because us. I was a go-go, they give you the go-go discount.
There's a go-go discount?
Yeah, so everything's 50% off.
Everything's 50% off? Because they want you to wear it at your gig.
Because it's just like the Abercrombie thing. They want to have like, oh, the cool guys wear this.
I told you. Yeah. Go-go? Okay, we didn't have that before. I'd never had that before. Like Tennessee, it wasn't really allowed.
A lot of states still never even have them.
Yeah. It's such a... There's such a, like, weird etiquette and culture to it. One time I was at the Abbey, which if you're listening to this and you don't know, it's a very famous gay bar here in Los Angeles, California. It once had a one season of a show, a reality TV show, one sole season. And this girl went up to the go-go and kind of, like, faked him out and, like, did a little dance.
That happens a lot.
And then, like, walked away. And so my friend, like, was, like, went up to him and was like, here's $5. I'm really sorry that she just did that to you. But, yeah, I feel like there's this weird, like...
Usually, like, sadly, it's usually the girls that don't know the etiquette.
Sure.
And they're the ones that will be very problematic.
Yeah. Is there, like... if you could speak to our audience right now and tell them, like, as a go-go, what was, like, your dream interaction with somebody? $100... Handed into your
no, I've hand. I've had that before. I would say my favorite interactions have usually been the ones that tip 100 mm-hmm. are the ones that literally don't need anything.
Yeah.
They're just like, thank you. You're doing a good job. Yeah. Giving good energy. You're dancing. Uh-huh. And they'll usually like put it in like your sock even.
Yeah.
It's the ones that give you like 50 cents.
$0.50.
That are demanding you penetrate them on the dance floor.
And they want to put that 50 cents in your hole, like you're a cowgirl ride at the right in front of the Myers.
Like, I think back to, like, not to boast or anything, but, like, I've come a long way.
Yeah.
From my beginning as, like, Go-Go Teddy Bear years ago.
Right.
When I was literally dancing for, like, $50 a night.
Yeah.
Making $2 in tips.
I can't even imagine, like, especially here, too, because it's so oversaturated.
Well, that's the thing is I was really proud of myself. So whenever I, years and years ago, quit my, like, last regular person job, as I would call it.
Yeah.
And I made a vow to myself that I will never work for anyone else ever again. I will never have a boss.
Yeah.
At the time, my only form of money was go-go dancing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. And this was before even I was before doing porn.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had an apartment in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But I somehow managed to do it. I managed to do go-go dancing as a full-time job.
Wow.
Where I worked 6 nights a week, sometimes 7. And I managed to get booked that much.
And you could eat whatever you wanted because of that cardio. Ugh. Yeah, I just think of all the maintenance you have to do on your body to, like, be presentable all the time. And then I think people expect you to be making, like, you know, $1,000 a night. And that is not the case from my understanding. I'm sure there were those nights.
Not back then. Like, those kind of nights exist more as, like, appearances. Like, once you're more known.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But as far as, like, a regular dancer.
Right.
I would not recommend to somebody to try and make it their job.
Right.
Like, I did it, but, like, I had to fucking hustle.
I bet.
Like, fight for it.
Yeah.
And it was just not worth it.
It was not worth it. No, it's a hard route. It's a hard route.
And, God, that was also back when I drank. So, like, that's a lot of liquor a week.
That's a lot. Well, do people buy you shots a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it, or events.
You can't say no. I guess you can.
The best thing about not drinking now is, like, I mean, it's been a year since I've worked events, but events can't try and pay me in drink tickets like they used to.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't mind being here, I'm going to give you 3 coupons.
Yeah. For the lowest level liquor.
Yeah. I've got a coupon book for 3 Taka vodkas. Ew. In a plastic bottle. Plastic bottle vodka only. For you. Yeah, and no mixer. That's too expensive. No Sprite. You can have soda water. I'll give you the carbonation, but no Sprite. No name brand. Wow. What a time. Well, back to the mall. Did you ever go... What are, like, your... I feel like there's so many things that exist only in malls.
Well, you know what? I miss the days of, like, when malls were at their peak and, like, they were starting to have the idea of putting theme parks in malls.
It's, yeah, an experiential
mall.
That's what they're saying. The ones that survive are the ones that it's, like, it's a destination to go. Like, the Mall of America is obviously the best. But, yeah, there's things to do more than just go to the Williams-Sonoma and pay $35 for a spoon.
I mean, do you like shopping? Because I hate it.
I do like shopping with people, but it is exhausting.
I would like it if there was no one in the whole entire mall, not even employees.
Just me.
Yeah.
And one security camera to make sure I don't steal anything.
And dark lighting, too.
You know what I found out? I've never stolen anything in my life. Scout's honor. Except little music, but I only ever downloaded songs that, like, you couldn't get,
like unreleased songs.
Yeah. But I never. So many people steal from the mall.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, they just. I, like, literally told one time a while back. I was like, "Oh, I like your sunglasses." To my friend, he's like, "Thanks, I stole them."
Oh, like that was, like, a just normal conversation.
Yeah, I was like, "What?"
You're like, "You're not supposed to say that
a
to me."
A felon in my presence. I was like, what? They're just, yeah, it was so easy.
So I remember one time back when I was working at Aeropostale.
You worked there?
Yes. Because then I wanted to get the discount so I could afford the clothes.
At the Aeropostale?
Yeah. I needed to afford those 50 cents flip-flops.
Wow. I love that. Okay. Continue. I have so many questions now.
So we always would have, like, I think it was, like, once a month, a sale for the clearance, which, like, everything in the rack is, like, a nickel, basically.
Yeah. We'll pay you to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of pay you to take it,
oh, no.
We had somebody come into our store and try and ask, like, hey, can you go look in the back for something?
Uh-huh.
And then when we came out, they grabbed the clearance rack and took the whole entire rack and ran with it.
You're like, this is bottom of the barrel, baby.
They literally
You're doing us a favor.
They literally stole the whole entire rack.
And they got away with it?
Yeah.
How? How did they, like, fit that in our car?
Again, we don't really have mall security.
That's true.
And you can't leave your store because then somebody could come in and steal your register. So you're just there like, okay, bye, come back.
What are those little things there on the mopeds or whatever?
Yeah.
They were like, it only goes 50 miles per hour and he's running 19. We can't catch him. He was riding the rack.
The most common thing that we would get, though, to steal is people would buy clearance cheap item.
Yeah.
And then go into the store, find the most expensive item, which is like $50. Mm-hmm. Take off the tag, put it on the cheap one, and go, oh, I forgot my receipt. Can I return this?
Mm-hmm. That's why the ones at the Home Goods are so hard to get off. Because some people can't do that.
That's smart, though. I get it now.
I know. You were trying to be too luxury. Did it have a certain smell?
Yes.
Did you have to? How does that happen? Can you peel back the curtain for us? Do you like go around spraying the cologne?
Oh, no. Our store had a smell because I had a mold problem.
Well, that's one way to do it.
Yeah.
It was a nice mold. It was a fragrant mold.
Yeah. It was like the mold growing over from Bath and Body Works.
I'm dying. Yeah. Well, that's one way to do it, I guess. I don't know. You know the average...
What's your scent? Asbestos.
Asbestos? Oh, this is a new fragrance. Asbestos. You got to pronounce it a little differently. Make it sound French. Parisian. I always was curious how they did it at the Abercrombie and the Hollister. Would they go around like spraying it? Or how did they do
it? So it was two things. Like they had an actual air freshener, which like most...
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. But then they also were told to go around, spray the bottle. You're supposed to use a whole entire bottle a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so much. Like, that's so much.
Spray it on the clothes, spray it on yourself, spray it on everything.
Cologne is so easy. Do you wear cologne?
Do I wear?
Yeah.
I have some. I have one, like a Tom Ford one.
Yeah.
I usually only say like I'll wear it for like special events, like a date.
Yeah.
And the bottle has lasted me a few years, so that shows how many dates I've been on.
Well, it's a pandemic, so you can take one of those years off. You were being responsible. Yeah, the one thing I had to learn was, like, you don't want to use too much. Like, less is more with cologne. Mm-hmm. You want it to be a hint. You want them to come in close and be like, wow, you smell delicious.
And
to be like,
oh.
The Jonathan Van Ness secret is you spray it in the air, you stay where you are, and then you walk through it.
I think that one's so stupid.
Spray, stay, walk away. You don't like... That's not what you do?
No, the one that I always learned was you're supposed to do it on pulse points. Because that makes your body make it... The scent work.
Is that too much, though?
Yeah, but you just do light spray, and then you dab, and you're done.
I also have had my bottle of cologne that I have since I was a sophomore in college.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Paris Hilton's.
Vince Camuto, who died, RIP. So now it's like way more expensive. It's my favorite cologne. I bought the bottle for $45. It's like $120 now. I'm like, well, never getting this again. Got to make it last.
Oh, wow.
I go to the mall. I'm like, can I just have a sample?
You just keep buying every day?
And I do it I take it as far as I can go with that sample.
I mean, I will say this. Anytime I do, in the few times I ever go to a mall, I do go right up to the fragrance one, spray on a sample, and walk away.
You know what? I want to smell good for this occasion.
Yeah.
Genius. You could totally do that. You could get, I think at a mall, you could get enough samples to like get you through the day. Get a cologne sample.
So, all right. And it sounds trashy, but back when I was young and struggling.
Scrapping.
I would, on like a spa day, like to go to the mall. I would go to the beauty counter. I would use their facial wash, their scrub, the lotion.
I'm obsessed.
I would basically do a whole skincare routine besides bathing in front of them.
That was your spa day.
Yes.
Oh, when you were just a little cub, just out of your mother's bare vagina. Oh, I love that. It's resourceful. Hey, you can't knock it. You know what I hate more than anything? Also, I'm definitely going to write down fragrances for my things I thought were cheap as a kid series because they're so expensive.
But here's the thing. You should add into that, they should be cheap.
It's water with like a floral.
There's three ingredients. Water, alcohol, and then the last one is just essential oil. Which essential oil is semi-pricey, but like that means the cologne should at most cost like $5.
My cologne is just water, alcohol, and a pinch of dog saliva. It's easy to harvest if you get a pit bull. Yeah, it shouldn't be expensive at all. It's so simple. But the formula... I love that my brand, you know how I feel like social media people always try to be like, oh, like David Dobrik is like, everyone's commenting, David, please buy me a Tesla, blah, blah, blah. People never ask me for anything. They'll be like, oh, you're the cheap guy. You're the one that complained about cheese being $6.
Wait, people comment saying buy me something?
Yeah. David Dobrik's whole thing, like his whole thing he's known for is not, I don't want to dumb it all down, but one of the major things he's known for is like doing Tesla giveaways.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And so people are always, like, tagging him, duetting him, whatever, on all the socials. Like, please buy me a Tesla.
But how do we know that he actually does it?
No, he, like, does it.
Because I'm saying, like, should we just start acting like that on our social medias? Be like, guys, comment and reshare, and I'll send you a Tesla.
I'll send you a Tesla. Some restrictions may apply.
It comes as a Hot Wheels car.
It's a Tesla Hot Wheels. There wasn't no specific.
Well, that's like, so I know this one guy on social media. I'm not going to say him.
Okay.
He's an aspiring rapper.
Okay.
Who is very aspiring.
Okay.
And he always has, like, he's always name dropping. He's like, guys, I have a massive secret track coming out featuring a famous female singer.
Of course.
He's like, you may know her. Her name rhymes with Icky Garage.
Icky Garage.
And then cut to, like, months later when, like, the track's supposed to appear.
Yeah.
And then he'll make a post being like, oh, you know, the big inside label people execs, they don't want you to hear the truth.
They don't want you to hear the truth. They never do.
So he ran a contest where he was like, all right, guys, if you, like, click and like my video, I'm going to choose one of you and give you $10,000. And he, like, he legit made a video holding up all these, like, 100s. Well, just because you're holding 100s doesn't mean they're real 100s.
He bought at the Party City. He went to the discount party store in Burbank.
So every time I've ever seen his post since, I want to ask, like, so where's that 10 grand?
Who won the 10 grand? Who won it? That's such a risk. A giveaway, I feel like it's such, I get nervous to do them because I feel like it's such a risk.
I mean, what would you give away?
My heart. a $9 block of cheese. I don't know. I'm a cheap ass. I own that about myself. I was given a very big financial insecurity from my father and whatever. It's worked out so far. I might pay my rent on time. I do have a horrible diet, but whatever. Who cares?
Speaking of terrible diet,
yeah.
The best part of them all was the food court.
I feel like there's a couple food places that only exist within the confines of a box-like.
And this makes me, and this is what I don't like about the future, which the future is good. It's healthier. Yeah. It's everything.
Sure.
But, like, if you go to a mall now, their food court is, like, organic tapas or, like,
It's real food, actually. That's not what we want.
I
want
to be able to go to a Pan Express that is also half Pizza Hut, half KFC, like half Wendy's.
With a Sbarro down the street.
And get an item from every single one. Like, mm-hmm. I'm at Epcot Center of fast food.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. I love a mall food court. And a Cinnabon. Dairy Queen / Orange Julius.
First off, Orange Julius, I swear, only exists in malls.
What is Orange Julius? Who is Orange Julius?
I don't know, because I've never gone in that section of it. I would always just go...
I would always just get a Blizzard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Orange Julius is just like a juice that you think is healthy.
That's my drag
50 game. Grams of sugar.
Welcome to the stage. Orange Julius. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. There was one more. Oh, Auntie Anne's. Oh, I'll fuck with it.
Auntie Anne's and Wetzel Pretzels.
Any day of the week. Mm-hmm. Is there a whole business model just, we'll just go to the mall? Because like at least the J. Crew and the Hot Topics of the world have an online presence. Mm-hmm. Like, what does Auntie Anne's do? What's their game plan?
They're so early good. Onset diabetes.
Well, that's fair.
Because I will say when I worked in the mall,
yeah,
I had a lot of health problems. And I had no idea why. And looking back at it, I'm like,
was that all you were eating?
I would eat just like a pizza at Sbarro every day. Not really. Every day I was consuming about like 60 grams of saturated fat.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, it's just a piece of cardboard with fat on top, with lard, baked lard.
And I'm saying, like, anytime I'd get their pizza, I would also take a napkin to blot and dab.
So much grease.
The oil comes off and it still keeps coming and coming.
It is like a 16-year-old's face, all that oil.
But not gonna lie, even as I'm telling you this podcast, I'm actually drooling, remembering
it. It's so good. It's so good. The mall food is so good. Yeah, I think Auntie Anne's is gonna be like, well, if the mall's closed, we'll just open up at the retirement home. They love us too. Reminds them of home. Do you have any, like, secrets about the mall that, like, your average layperson might not know?
I mean, not secrets, but, like, I did love hiding from my mom in the mall and, like, terrifying her, thinking that I was lost or kidnapped.
And they had to do the overcom, be like, excuse me, teddy bear.
We're missing a teddy bear. We lost a cub.
And they're like, is this somebody's stuffed animal?
Did you ever get into a fight in the mall?
No, did you?
I got into a fist fight.
You got no. That's the most, like, scrappy 90s, like,
yeah.
Home Alone 6.
You want to know what it was over?
Yes.
So got into a fist fight over someone thought I stole their tokens at the arcade for Dance Dance Revolution.
Incredible.
Okay, so
incredible.
I'm going to defend myself, and people Please. Listening, tell me yeah. if I'm right or
Wipe
wrong.
Wipe your name clean here.
So I'm on the Dance Dance Revolution machine.
Okay.
These two guys come up next to me and my friend that we don't know.
Yeah.
And they just put their tokens on top of the machine and walk away.
Oh.
I thought you're leaving and giving me tokens because you can't use them.
Okay.
Which is normal because I've left tokens when I'm like,
yeah, I've done that.
I'm not going to save these.
Right.
Well, apparently what they were doing was that was their idea of like reserving a spot to go next, as opposed to just saying, can we go next?
That's odd.
So we then use their tokens and they're okay. like, oh. you stole our tokens. And we're like, no, we didn't. You gave them to us. Then they're like, fuck you. And I didn't swear at the time. And I was like, screw you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You were still like a little crazy.
And so then we got into a fist fight. And by fist fight, I mean, they tried to punch me. I punched them once. And that was the end of the fight.
Wow. Did somebody come break it up? Did
you yeah, get kicked out? The owner of the arcade did. And the owner of the arcade was on our side.
Wow. Okay. Well, then, I mean, the judge, jury, and executioner has kind of decided.
Looking back on though, I think he was on our side because me and my friend looked like two scrawny, innocent little kids.
Yeah.
And they were dressed like Spencer's Gifts. So they looked, you know, dangerous.
Oh, with a little like
dark
shock collar and
dark arts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A Wiccan book.
I think we were both wearing like Pokemon shirts.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah, you had a little Jigglypuff.
Yeah. He's like, no, these little puffs are innocent. Yeah.
You ever go to a Build-A-Bear?
You know, I'm actually the sole owner of Build-A-Bear.
Are you really? It's on brand for you. Do you think they'll ever do a teddy bear Build-A-Bear? Do you think they'll ever? They have like Pokemon. They have like.
Do you think they'd ever make a teddy bear and Build-A-Bear? That's what they do for work.
No, a U bear.
I don't think they're going to do gay porn stars at a children's store. No, I don't.
Well, you know.
I don't think we're that progressive
that's
yet.
That's the future Joe Biden wants. So. That's what they're trying to do to this America.
You know, I had no idea that cost a lot of money
what?
Growing up. American Girl dolls.
Oh.
If you want to talk about like, holy, that was a scam. I feel bad for our parents.
That's a whole experience.
No, but do you know how expensive those dolls? They're hundreds.
Really?
And that was back then. Like,
so it must be hundreds of thousands now.
It's worth more than cryptocurrency.
Get rid of that doggy coin and just go for a Bethany, the American Girl doll who likes to read. She comes with a book and a hat.
Do you know, off topic, but do you understand or know, because I don't, what NFT is? So it's like...
And I just read about this, a non, like, exchangeable currency thing.
Yeah, but it's in the form of art.
Oh.
So it's, I don't get it, so I don't know if it's really great to talk in the podcast.
Yeah, whatever.
But literally, it's this new thing of like, it's... art. So for example, somebody bought a 10-second clip that you can find on YouTube for free.
Okay.
He bought it for $1.2 million.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Okay, here's the tea. Here's what I'll tell you, and this is what I know.
Okay.
Is that sometimes when you're very, very wealthy, you buy something like a piece of art, and then you have it from whoever. Let's say you paid $300 for it. Then you have it appraised for $3 million. Then you donate it to whatever museum, and then you write it off as you donated $3 million.
Holy shit. That is so shady.
Yeah. So all I'm telling you is if you really want your chibi art to go mega, just find some rich people that are trying to get a tax break.
Wow.
I know. I can't believe I just said that. I exposed my financial plans.
The whole world.
Yeah, but that's the tea. So I'm assuming it's something like that? I don't know.
I don't get it.
But that's odd. Is that going to appreciate? I don't know.
I don't know. Because the latest one that's like breaking the internet is there's this internet crypto artwork made of Lindsay Lohan's face like a Van Gogh.
I love that. I would buy it. How much? I've got $6 in my pocket and I don't have to spend it on cheese.
It's like $600,000 or something.
All right. This is a little out of my budget. Do you go down to like $40? Dollars?
It's your bartering.
I'm great at bartering. Do you think you go down to like $40? Wow. I used to have, back to the mall, I remember the Pokemon card craze, mm-hmm. and people would fish out coins from the fountain, and they would be like...
the guy told us
at the EB Games or whatever, he was like, yeah, a lot of times we have a... you know, $3 of wet quarters come in here.
What's even worse, too, is the fountain. All that money actually gets donated, usually.
It does?
Yeah. Haven't you ever read the signs on the fountain? Usually it says, like, all coins in here are donated to, like, locks for love or something.
We weren't the most ethical where I grew up.
So maybe it was a scam.
I think they, locks for love, I think they charge for those. There's a thing, there's something about it that's a little fishy.
Oh, like where it's not like a charity?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
You got to dot your T's and cross your I's because some of these people are, like blood, like the hospitals charge people for blood that you donate.
I mean, there's a lot more issues there, like how you and I can't donate.
Well, that's true. We could get into it if we wanted to, but we don't have to on a, what's Tuesday afternoon? A beautiful Tuesday afternoon in California?
Every time, though, I see, like, the donation trucks or, like, that, I always want to, like, make a scene and go there. Yeah. And, like, right before they poke me and be like, I'm not going to give you my blood. This is slutty homosexual blood.
Do you want this slutty homosexual and just start squirting, O-positive? Yeah,
squirting in their face. For our
smear
rights.
On yourself, smear it like a warrior.
Like, have a bucket of my own blood and throw it on them.
That's hot. Yeah, you know, that's horrible. I don't get it. It's archaic to me.
And I love whenever they finally like decided to change the law. They're like, if as a gay man or you refuse to have sex for a year, then you can donate.
Yeah.
You're like, so no one can donate.
So basically you're saying.
Yeah. Basically you're saying.
None of us are doing that. There was a gay guy I knew that was like, I saw him donating blood and I was like, okay. Okay.
That probably just means that he's okay lying about it. I don't feel okay with that.
No, me neither. Me neither.
So yeah. Right, like, if you need it, then...
I made a TikTok about it being like, yeah, Chad can go on spring break and, like...
Plow every girl he sees, bareback.
Yeah, plow 50 clits bareback and have a great time and then come back and donate blood the next day. But you won't take me and my boyfriend who have been together for...
Who gets tested regular.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're also going to check the blood anyway. So
gay people get tested so much.
But they also check the blood.
I know. They're like, oh, it's only 99.9% effective. So one of you little queerios could come in. Nightmare fuel. I never worked at... I worked adjacent to a mall. I worked at a restaurant that was, like, mall adjacent. But, yeah, they say, like, the new thing is going to be, like, the Grove and the Americana.
I think that, yeah. I still enjoy, like, outdoor malls like that.
Yeah.
I don't think indoor malls are going to... Like, I don't think the Beverly Center, even the bigger model, I don't think it's going
to
survive.
I went to the Beverly Center and I was like, this is it?
The remodel, yeah. You're like, it's still just meh.
I don't feel posh.
Yeah.
In the Zara. The Beverly Center fighting over a $20 vest with a lady who wants it for her 15-year-old son for his graduation, his middle school graduation.
I think that's what killed the malls, actually. It was the customers. Because it became almost uncool to make you shop in a mall because people that shopped in a mall became such trash people.
Yeah, you think?
I really do think that. Like, I think had malls not been so, the customer is always right, it could have kept malls being, like, nice, respectable.
Well, as a tweet I once read said, the customer is not always right. In fact, I've never met a less group of correct people than the customer. In fact, most oftentimes they're wrong.
And, like, the moments of so many times of showing the receipt where directly they're wrong and them still being like, no.
I know. I wish I could have that much blind confidence in my life to just be able to say, no, I know you work here and you deal with this every day, but I'm in the right here. I'm the one that knows.
Right.
It's insane. Do you have any like crazy, like somebody, I'll bring up a restaurant one.
I mean, the one I had most common was back when I worked in shoes and we had to like, we couldn't take shoes that were worn.
Yeah.
And I always asked them, were these shoes worn?
Yeah.
And the girl goes, no. And I open up the box. And there's a clump of grass and mud stuck to the shoe. And I give her the chance again. Were these shoes worn? And she goes, that's how they were when I got them.
These were pre-mudded.
Yeah. No, not even pre-mudded. They had literally grass, like, growing still.
Incredible. They had a whole farm on them.
Like,
three cows. And I had a lady, when I worked at an Italian restaurant, the kids, she, for her, like, 12-year-old kid, I never, you know, what am I going to do? It says... only ages 11 and below or whatever for the kids menu. I'm not going to be like, can I see some ID? Are you sure you're 12, Carol? Mm-hmm. So like this lady gets the kid's pasta, the kid's spaghetti, and then the kid finishes it and the kid was still hungry. And she's like, my daughter's still hungry. I'm like, she's like, can we get some more?
Are you kidding me? Then you're like, order the adult food.
I know. And I was like, well, I can put in another order. But she's like, no. I was like, yeah, I can't just give you more pasta without you paying for it.
And she was shocked, wasn't she?
Yeah. She was like,
like, I don't get it.
I don't get it. And then, oh, this lady was the devil. Like, I've never served anyone as horrible as her. Then she asked me for coffee. I get the coffee. As I'm getting, she's in the bathroom. So I'm like, okay, well, I have shit to do. So I like put the coffee down at the table. And then she's like, my coffee's cold now. Because she was in the
Are you serious?
Yeah, this lady was a nightmare. Oh my God, she was so horrible to me. I hated her so much. But then her daughter like came. So it was like grandma and then daughter who's like an adult. And then like the grandkid who's like the one that was like 14 getting the kid's meal.
I love how this kid keeps getting older and older.
She's 25. <Yeah. laughs> She had full bosom. And the mom came up. She's like, I'm so sorry about my mother. And she gave me $50.
Okay.
It was really
sweet. That's a good redemption story.
It was a good redemption story. I was like, thank you at least for acknowledging
that she's awful.
That your mother is trash.
Yeah.
Is the scum of the earth. If I have served hundreds, probably in the thousands at this point, people. If you stick out to me as the clear worst person I've ever served, mama.
You did a lot.
Maybe reevaluate a couple things. Maybe try a church. I don't know. It didn't work for me, but maybe it'll work for you.
I just wonder if those people know that, like, they are engraved in our memories.
Yeah.
That for the rest of my existence on this planet, I will remember Cheryl, who came with me with that customer complaint, threatening to spit in my face because I couldn't take her 6-month expired coupon.
Oh my God. The expired coupons.
6 months ago.
The expired coupons.
For a coupon that would have saved her $1.37.
Yep.
That she wanted to spit in my face.
That was the worst thing about working at a corporate restaurant was the damn coupons. Because I had a guy that would come in. He was a gay man with his husband. Here's the thing about serving gay people. They're either extremely nice, extremely easy, and tip you very well. Or they are the absolutely worst people to serve. And they are incredibly demanding and incredibly cheap. And then they kind of like objectify you. Like it's one or the other.
While they're also insulting you and being like, yeah. Why can't you get this order right, cutie?
Yeah. You're a fucking dumbass, cutie pie.
Right? You're like,
It's literally so true. This guy, he was, oh my God. Another one that sticks out. So this is a bad sign, but they were my regulars. And it was like, I rolled my eyes every time they were in and asked for me. And I was like, oh God. But he always used an expired coupon. Like 6 months expired. My manager always let him. I was like, really? Are we going to do this again today? And he would always have like that hunger in his eyes. Like he wanted me to like fillet open on the table for him. I was like, oh my God. The last time I served him, he like stood up and was like, oh, so good to see you. He put his hand on my lower back. And I'll never forget it. I was like, this was not welcome here.
That was your Taylor Swift moment.
That was my Taylor Swift moment. I was like, get the fuck off of me.
And you know what's the worst thing, too, is when you have a customer that you hate who also loves you.
That happened to me
who would always, so often. They like, always request you, and you're like, but I hate you.
Yeah, they always tip shit. Like, they always tip, like, 10%. I was like, what?
And they're like, I need you. You're my favorite one. You're like, but I want you to die.
But I literally want to run over you with a car. Yeah, horrible. Oh, I had something profound I wanted to say, but I can't remember. Yeah, the objectifying was pretty bad. That was the only time it happened, though. Like, that sticks out in my mind. I was going to ask you this. I want to be the kind of guy that could be like, get your hands off me. I can never be that person.
I think nowadays you could.
You think?
Because, all right, so back then, if we did that, there was no Me Too movement.
Yeah.
So we would not have been protected.
Right.
Management would have been like, the customer is always right, even if they're molesting you.
If the customer wants to...
You should bend over and take it.
If the customer has an active herpes sore and they want to suck your dick, you gotta let them.
That's one thing I do love about the Me Too movement is that if you were to say, sir, that you are, this is not okay, you're like, you are assaulting me, you would have, management would be on your side.
Yeah.
Most of your coworkers would, and also most of the people in the restaurant would.
Yeah, that's true.
As opposed to, like I said, back in those days, everybody would be like, come on, just bend over and take it, champ.
just spit on it and take it, champ. That's so true, and I feel like what the Me Too movement really did, which I think is one of its best best goals or that it met, was that it kind of exposed that, like, sexual harassment isn't, it's not these grand things you always think of. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, it's little things that build up, you know? Or somebody like a manager that's like sexualizing you, but you're in this position where it's this displacement of power, so you don't feel like you can say anything. Like, these things are really where it's happening for the majority of people, and it's a big issue. And obviously, more times than not to women.
Kind of speaking on that topic and completely off topic from the mall, did you see how they took out Pepe Le Pew from Space Jams 2?
No.
Yeah, so they said that he's not going to be in the movie.
Wait, which one's that?
You don't know who Pepe Le Pew is?
Oh, the skunk.
So he's the skunk who...
I had a little keychain of him.
But whenever they took him out, I was like, why did they take him out? Yeah. And then I started looking back and being like, oh, I kind of get why he doesn't really work for children's movies.
He's the Harvey Weinstein of the Looney Tunes.
Yeah. He always goes after an animal that constantly is saying no, and he forces himself on them until they basically give up or are forced to be with him. Yeah.
Perhaps a little problematic.
But people are so mad they took him out.
I don't understand when people are like, this is history. Like, I'm like, Mama, no, it's animation. It's a damn movie.
But I will say this. I am actually annoyed that Lola Bunny, like the girl. Yeah,
she was unsexied.
So here's the thing. I'm going to correct you on that.
Okay.
They unsexied her outfit.
Yeah.
That's fine by me. Mm-hmm. Because she's supposed to be playing basketball. She wouldn't be wearing that.
Right.
What I do think is wrong, and a lot of other actual feminists have said is wrong,
yeah,
is they also took away her boobs.
Well.
And so the reason why, like, a lot of people are saying, like, they're like, it's because she can't be sexualized.
Yeah.
People are commenting, it's actually more messed up that you guys equate intelligence and sexualization with boobs.
Yeah.
Because just if somebody has a boobs does not mean that they're a sexual creature.
Right.
It does not also mean that they're unintelligent. So why couldn't she have stayed physically the same way? But just change her outfit.
Yeah. I mean, I totally agree with you. Especially because, like, breasts aren't inherently a sexual thing.
Exactly.
They can be used in a sexual manner.
Exactly. Just like how, again, like, guys can have a chest, but that's not considered overtly sexual.
Right. Yeah.
So I feel like them deleting her boobs is this kind of saying of, like, if you have boobs, you're a whore.
Yeah. It's a hard... I mean, I get where they're coming from. That doesn't mean I think it's right.
Yeah, I think they could have just changed her outfit and still, like, not had her remove her boobs.
Right.
Like, somebody made a meme about it where they're like, oh no, guys, for the reboot of Jessica Rabbit, and they show her flat-chested, wide butt, just like, no makeup. This is what the...
She's got braces.
Yeah, this is what the woke people want.
Oh my god. Now it's... I think that the... With sexual liberation, like, it's also, and we've kind of spoken on this before, but it's also saying that being able to say, like, things don't have to be sexual. They can just be, like, a natural part of your body that you can use as you want in a mm-hmm. sexual manner.
Exactly.
But, yeah, but a body is what it is. That's what I really, like, appreciate about nudist spaces. If I've ever, like, I've been to a couple clothing optional resorts and stuff, and, like, I'm only used to, like, being naked and it meaning, like, sex.
Exactly. That's what, like, a lot of nudist... like events or places taught me.
Yeah.
Because for a while I used to think like it had to be sex, sex, sex.
Right.
And then you start to learn, you're like, no, it's just actually nice to be in a place where you're not trying to already present something.
Yeah.
You're just like, all right, here I am.
Here I am. This is me. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can do a lot with a tight waistband. You can pat a lot, you know.
Well, you can constantly be showing off like your value, your money.
Yeah.
If you have the right style, the newest clothes.
Yeah.
If you're just naked, you're like, I'm naked.
It's cool to be on the same playing field in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I think people that I've always ever talked about that haven't been in a space like that, it's like, what if I get an erection? It's like, well, then you get an erection. Like, that.
And literally, happens. People be like, oh, you have an erection.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's it.
Like,
it's very liberating. I was lucky. I had friends that, like, brought me into those spaces at not a young age, but like a 21, where, like, a lot of people aren't experiencing that until much later. But I recommend it. I mean, there's a lot of places. There's gay campgrounds. There's a lot of clothing optional resorts in, like, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Springs.
Now, I'm not going to lie. They do usually turn into sex.
Oh, it's available.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's not required, but it's one of those things, like, within 2 milliseconds, you can find it.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think people also understand consent a lot more in spaces, too.
Like, and it's not exactly, like, it's not sex everywhere.
No.
Like, there's places where you would go.
Right.
And if you don't want to do it, people don't usually pressure you.
No, you're just like, okay, great.
Because there's somebody else there.
There's already a line out the door, so it's fine if you don't exactly.
So yeah. You know what I think would save the malls? Naked shopping.
Could you imagine?
That would not save the moles.
No.
That would be like a crab and lice gonorrhea outbreak.
Oh my God. Could you? Well, we already deal with it enough in our space. Yeah. Well, the mall. All right. Well, bye, everybody. My name is Scott Frenzel. You can find me at scott.frenzel.
And my name is Teddy Bear. You can find me at Mr. Teddy Bear Gurr or OnlyFans.com/GoGoTeddyBear.
Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.